Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, good morning, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Well, we said it was going to be a dramatic week, and certainly the surprises of 2020 into 2021 continue to happen. I composed a special prayer that contains a lot of my thoughts and reflections on what's been happening the last couple of days. I'd like to start in this brief broadcast this morning. We'll be back tonight with a more in-depth conversation. Join me at 9 p.m. Eastern if you can. But I want to just start with this prayer and then share with you a couple of general thoughts so that we can understand clearly, as much as it's possible to understand, what is going on in our country right now and what we need to do about it. So we have a prayer for our nation. Now, my staff this morning is getting this posted on prayercampaign.org. If you follow our work, you know that that's our regular prayer site, especially for special campaigns of prayer. And I think we need to be saying the prayer that I'm about to share with you. It's a lengthy prayer. I think we need to be saying it during these days. And it contains, as you will see, a lot of my important reflections on these days. So would you pray with me now together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Father, we praise you for your glory. We thank you for your protection and we trust you for your providence. As disciples, we pledge our loyalty to your kingdom, and as patriots, we pledge our loyalty to the United States of America. Lord, we thank you for our President Donald J. Trump, who more than any other in our history has fought not only for our country, but for our families and our faith, for our right to live and our right to worship you as you command. We also thank you that he fights to protect our vote from being weakened or canceled by illegal and fraudulent votes. Lord, we have lived through an election in these last few months that has been conducted illegally in many places, and that has resulted in the certification of a man for president who has not been fairly elected. We pray, first of all, that our fellow citizens will open their eyes and minds to the clear and plentiful evidence of that unfairness. We ask that you give us the strength to continue to expose it and to hold our public officials accountable. Lord, we ask you to bless all those in public office who are exposing it and who have stood up in state legislatures and in Congress to protect our votes and to demand a fair election. We thank you also for all those patriots who gathered peacefully and prayerfully in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Lord, both they and we have been criticized and attacked by the left, flooded by their godless messages in the public square, dismissed and ignored by lawmakers and courts, lied to and silenced by fake news media, and shunned by many of our pastors and others who should have been our friends. We are the people who have witnessed the attempts of the last 5 years to prevent and then derail the presidency of Donald J. Trump. Thank you, Lord, for all his supporters. We are proud to be among their number. Bless us as we continue to educate our neighbors about the historic accomplishments of this great president and to build upon those accomplishments. Thank you for the commitment that we and our fellow patriots have to law and order and to respect for life and property. Lord, we ask that as our nation continues to react to the behavior of those who entered the Capitol on Wednesday in a disruptive fashion, that we may commit ourselves to peace and also avoid rash judgment against our neighbors. Grant that in condemning violence against the Capitol, we may not fail to condemn violence against the elections. Grant that our nation may not only demand that transitions of power be peaceful, but also that they be lawful and based only on free, fair, and constitutional elections. Lord, save us from a false unity in our nation that seeks to move on for the sake of avoiding conflict, but fails to root out injustice. Lord, as we place ourselves and our nation in your hands, as Jesus prayed in the garden, "If it be your will, let this cup pass by, that no further harm may come to our nation, our economy, our security, our religious freedom, or our children, born and unborn." Lord, we are always ready to do your will. And if your will is that we be led into even greater battles, then we are ready to fight. We are ready to expose evil and to resist wickedness. We are ready to refute falsehood and to defend freedom. We are ready to challenge political authority, resist un-American and unjust policies, and prepare even now for future elections in which we will vote out of office all those who do not belong there. Fill us with your Spirit, that we may be even stronger than we have been in the past, even more united, even more prayerful, and even more patriotic. Lord, you are the God of every nation. As we fight these battles, may we have your peace and joy in the confident assurance that the final victory of truth, justice, freedom, and life has already been won in him who died and rose again, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, in whose holy name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, as Angel is saying, President Trump is still our president. Oh, yes, indeed he is. And you know what? If we've learned anything, it's that we do not know what is going to happen in the next 2 weeks. His term ends on January 20th, not before. We don't know what's going to happen. We really don't. Because there has been so much unconstitutional and illegal behavior, I'm not going to even try to predict that what may happen in these next 2 weeks. Listen, we are in a civil war. This is America's second civil war. There is no two ways about that. Doesn't matter if we like it. Doesn't matter if people think it's inflammatory rhetoric. It's just the fact. We have been in a cultural civil war for some time now. And so many of you have been and are faithful warriors in those culture wars. But now it has become a political civil war. As I've been saying all through this election season, this is not just a matter of political disagreements. It's political war. And it's not just a matter of two parties that try to get to the same goal by different roads. You know, you can disagree peacefully about things like that. I mean, you'd still hold to the same principles. No, these are two political parties that have different principles. And that's why it's a civil war. It's different principles. It's a different vision of America. It's a clash between two visions of America that are not two different ways of getting to the same goal. They are completely incompatible with one another. Now, I have no patience for those who condemn what they consider violence yesterday at our nation's capital, but don't utter a word against the violence that happened to our elections with the unconstitutional and fraudulent behavior that ended up putting us on the path to inaugurating a man who was not fairly elected to the presidency. I mean, again, there's no two ways about this. And that's why we can't just ignore the claims that have been made, the evidence that has been presented. The evidence is clear. Remember, as I've always said to you, the clock is ticking. So there's two things at issue here. There's the battle to expose and set right the fraudulent activity in our elections, because we have to preserve the integrity of those elections. And then there's the procedural question of, deadlines established by the Constitution, like January 20th. It's the only constitutional deadline, January 20th. And the term of the president ends on that day. So the fact that we're right and that he's right and that he's been doing the right thing, and we are doing the right thing still, to fight against these election injustices doesn't mean that the clock doesn't run out at a particular time. It's always been a race against time. However, neither does that mean that when January 20th arrives, we just put this all behind us. Again, my friends, normally, in the normal course of elections, an election happens. The teams do their best, you accept the results, and then you move on. We can't move on this time. There is no moving on to a situation where our nation tolerates unconstitutional elections. That's what this was unconstitutional, the way that these disputed states conducted themselves. And so you don't move on from that. What are we going to say now, that going forward in the future, any official in any state can make any kind of change they want in the how the ballots are going to be collected and counted? They could throw deadlines out the window. They could throw observers out of the room. They can rip up ballots and count others multiple. Oh, it's just a free-for-all now, right? No, we can't accept that. You don't tolerate that. And the reason that we here in this ministry are so focused in on this is that you can't effectively defend the right to life in a society and restore legal protection for the unborn and elect those that are going to pass laws to protect them if you don't have a free and fair vote. To dilute the power of our vote is to dilute our power to make changes on all kinds of other issues of importance. I want you to have confidence today, brothers and sisters, because President Trump is not going away, and neither are we. And as he said, he put up a statement today that said, our fight to make America great again is only just beginning. And I'm echoing that message today. We stand with him because he has started a movement, MAGA. It's not just a political campaign. He always has said that. It's not just about any one election. It's about restoring power to you, the American people. And I know we have friends watching us from around the world, but they agree with us. It's about restoring power to you, the American people. It's about keeping our nation the way it was founded to be, preserving the values of that nation. We don't turn that on or off depending on circumstances around us. We don't turn that on and off. That's a constant engine running in our lives, that fight for freedom and faith and family and pro-life. And that's a fire that burns in your heart and mine. And that's what has rallied us around the president and will continue to rally us around him. He's going to be fighting alongside of with us, and we're going to be fighting alongside with him as long as God gives us this time on earth. That doesn't stop. That doesn't slow down. It's got to accelerate. He has started a movement here. And I want to urge you to be part of it. In fact, I'm declaring a pro-life MAGA movement. We've already declared it. And this is something that you can sign up on at prolifemaga.com. And it's founded on the conviction that we do have one of the greatest presidents we've ever seen. And that our priority, of course, is defending the right to life. But we realize in doing that, it comes in a package with a whole vision for America, which is exactly what President Trump has not only laid out in theory. He hasn't just been talking about it. He's been doing it. He's been accomplishing it. And now we have those accomplishments. And you know what? We're going to build on those accomplishments. And for those Democrats that are in public office, we say to them, you are not off the hook. We do not accept your radical policies. We do not accept your radical positions. In the case of Biden, we do not accept the legitimacy of his election. We don't, nor should we. Otherwise, we have to throw logic and reason and ethics out the window. We're not going to do that. And I don't care who likes it, who doesn't like it, it doesn't matter. I don't care what kind of criticism they throw our way. This is just the beginning, and this we are in a civil war. We want to keep it peaceful, but it's a war nevertheless. And you see, that's again where, like I was saying before, I have no patience for people that are they're going to stand up and whine and complain, you know, that somebody broke a window in the Capitol. We don't condone that behavior. But we certainly understand the things that lead up to it. When people's fundamental principles of freedom are being attacked, their fundamental values are being squelched, their free speech and right to assemble is being crushed. We don't tolerate that as Americans. We don't. And this is one of the things President Trump has taught us, that we have a fighting spirit. That fighting spirit is perfectly compatible with peaceful behavior, respect for life and property, but we don't respect the corrupt values that have come to the forefront in the Democrat Party. So people have to, you know, listen, read the, you know, one of the, and I'll go into this in more detail tonight, but read carefully the letter from the Birmingham jail. You know, we have on our team Alveda King, and she and I talk about this all the time. The letter from the Birmingham jail. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the need to protest, the need to create tension in society. And tension indeed there was. People were bothered by what they saw yesterday. We forgot what went on during the 60s. Should the civil rights people have just gone home and kept quiet and go down in the basement and pray and do nothing else? Oh, no. And Martin Luther King Jr. was sitting there in jail, and he wrote that letter, and he said, we're accused of fomenting violence by what we're saying. And he said, that's like saying Jesus was responsible for the crucifixion because he claimed to be God. That's like us in the pro-life movement when abortionists were shot, some abortionists were shot, by misguided people who thought that they could, you know, use violence to address this problem. We don't condone that. But when those abortionists were shot, it happened a few times over the years, over the decades actually, only thank God, not more than a few instances, people would accuse me and the other pro-life groups and the other pro-life leaders of fomenting violence. Why? Because we were calling abortion killing of babies. Well, it is the killing of babies. And if you think for one moment that we can be silent about that, simply because other people are going to take the wrong, jump to the wrong conclusion that they can therefore do violence, well, you got another thing coming, because we're not going to be silent about it. The way that some people are talking and the blame starts with the Democrat leaders, the way that some people are talking today, our American forefathers should have just made peace with the king. If you try to put what the silly arguments that some people are making now in the context of the founding of this country, the country would have never been founded. Oh, now, come on, guys, you know, you got to get along with the king. You got to move on. You know, he's the king and you got to work together and everybody just be peaceful and move on. We reject tyranny, whether it is in the person of a king, of a Democrat Party, or of a stolen election. We renounce tyranny. We will fight corruption. We will stand up and we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor for the values on which this country was founded, the values contained in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I hope you like the prayer. My staff, as I say, will be putting it up on prayercampaign.org. And I thank you for your support. We're going to talk in more detail tonight. So feel free to join me at 9 p.m. We'll have a good, thorough discussion. I'll take some of your comments and your questions. But there's a lot going on here. Let's think soberly and calmly and maintain your peace and joy and strength of soul and mind and optimism. Remember what the president said again. He said it again yesterday, and it's so true. The best is yet to come. You know, it's a beautiful resiliency to American politics. The pendulum swings one way, well, you know, the people rise up and they swing it back the other way. It's always been the case. We'll have a lot more to say tonight. So friends, have a wonderful day in the Lord. And those of you that are joining me for Mass, we'll be doing that at 10 a.m. Eastern, just a little over a half hour from now. But God bless you. It's always a joy to be with you, to talk with you, to pray with you, to fight alongside of you for the values of this country, of the pro-life ethic, and of the gospel and the kingdom of Christ. Onward to victory. Talk to you later. Father Frank Pavone here on behalf of Priests for Life. May the Lord give you a blessed and peaceful day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.